Well, I got one at first. I mean,
oh, really?
You were the afterthought.
Oh.
She said, gee, I got to send one to Dave now because Don's going to mention it. And I go, all right, so thank you. And Amy and you, hope you have a very nice Thanksgiving with your family.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. You're always a good friend, and I love you.
So where are you going to eat, Dynasty?
I'm going out to eat this time.
Yeah, Dynasty, right?
I'm going out. I can't. I don't know where.
I picked it.
But I have a treat for you. We're a little past the time, but I'm going to play it anyway because I know you want it. Way up.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up north.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Nearly 72 million Americans are expected to take to the roads this Thanksgiving, but the weather may cause some to rethink their plans, including this woman in Buffalo, New York.
There's a big snowstorm coming to Buffalo, so we're going to end up going back on Friday and cutting our trip 2 or 3 days short, but we think it's better that than drive in the middle of the storm on Sunday.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says for those of you driving today, you may have some weather to contend with.
The I-95 corridor, especially from the D.C. area on north, is going to be hampered by very wet weather as we get on into Thursday afternoon.
If you're flying today, FlightAware reports 267 total delays within, into, or out of the United States so far. Total cancellations, 319. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team says several of his administration picks have been targeted by swatting incidents and bomb threats. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
Among the victims of bomb threats and swatting incidents, President-elect Trump's choice for attorney general, his chief of staff, and his picks to lead the Commerce Department and Environmental Protection Agency.
Also targeted, former Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. He was President-elect Trump's first pick for attorney general. He dropped out following fallout over allegations of sex trafficking and illicit drug use, allegations he denies. Three American citizens imprisoned in China for years have arrived in San Antonio.
After 12 years of what the State Department calls wrongful detention in China, Texas businessman Mark Swidon is finally returning home. He was on death row in China on what his congressional supporters say were bogus charges. Swidon suffered brutal abuse and neglect, according to John Kam, a human rights group leader who advocated for Swidon's release.
He is really a shadow of his former self. He has suffered a great deal.
Also released by China, American John Lung, accused of espionage and held since 2021, and Kai Lee, accused of espionage.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. A British soldier has been found guilty of spying for Iran.
A British court was told that soldier Daniel Abed Khalife badly wanted to be a spy, but he was rejected because of his Iranian ancestry. He even wrote to Britain's spy agency, MI6, offering to be a double agent. Police described him as a fantasist, but admitted his actions had an effect on British security. The court found him guilty of gathering sensitive information for Iran. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
He gained a lot of national attention after he escaped from a London prison and was on the run for 3 days. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Pets are animals that are not delicious. I don't think that was by mistake. I think we probably tried to eat all of them. I'm like, okay, these don't taste good, so we'll give these first names and sweaters and we'll hang out with them. And then let's eat the rest. Let's eat these. We even eat birds. I can't believe we eat birds. How did that start? Someone's like, you see that flying up there? I want to put that in my mouth. Yeah, that looks good. It's covered in feathers. No, no, no. Do it. I'll make it good. I think we're mean to birds, man. Like, I mean, turkeys, we break the wishbone. We've killed the bird. We've cooked it and we've eaten it. Then we're like, you want to break its bones, man? Yeah, yeah, let's break its bones, man. We'll make a wish. What did you wish for? Death to all turkeys.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
We'll be right back.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Famers, that's right, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies, time of the season, local news, timeless hits. It's 8:11 at WRJN, looking for a nice day today on Thanksgiving. It looks very Thanksgiving-ish out there. It's cloudy, which gives it that fall look, really fallish. It ought to be. Partly sunny with a high near 34 today. That's the last time we'll be in the 30s, by the way, above freezing at least. Cloudy tonight, lows 20 for Black Friday, sunny with a high near 26. Saturday, sunny with a high near 28. Sunday, sunny with a high near 31. Right now, it's 30 degrees and cloudy right here at Radio Park. Getting ready for dinner tonight, here are some Thanksgiving stats. 54% of us prefer white meat. 31% prefer dark meat. 50% like it both equally. What's great at our house is I like only white meat, and my wife loves only dark meat, so that makes it perfect. Yeah. Even when we go to like a... We go to this place on Route 66 occasionally. It's a chicken place, and they give you the plate full of fresh fried chicken. Immediately, we do the swapping of the chicken. I give her all my dark meat. She gives me all the white meat. Boy, it worked out perfect. That's why I married her. 17% of us will drown our plate in gravy. I like that. Like, my son doesn't want any gravy on the food. I like to have my turkey swimming. 15% won't use any gravy. And the American Farm Bureau claims a basic Thanksgiving dinner for your whole family should cost around $58. A poll put the average more like $170. Where did the American Farm Bureau get those numbers? 812 WRJN. It doesn't matter. You're with family, you're with friends, enjoying a good time. It doesn't matter how much gravy's on the plate.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Whoa,
I'll be coming home. Pray for me.
I saw the movie Ghost in theaters. They had a box of Kleenex waiting outside each of the exit doors. And they play that in the movie. Everybody's crying. The only movie I ever, first movie I ever cried at, I mentioned this before, was Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper when he played Lou Gehrig. At the end of the movie, Lou Gehrig had the longest continuous streak of any player in baseball history at the time. And at the end of the movie, he has amyotrophic sclerosis, which became Lou Gehrig's disease. And he cried, and he, gets up at Yankee Stadium when he has to leave, and he says, "Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And he walks out, and I'm crying my eyes out. That was the first movie I ever cried at, Pride of the Yankees. I still cry when I see it. Hey, do you, when you go out on a vacation, do you totally unpack when you're staying at a hotel? Or do you just live out of your suitcase and let your clothes explode all over the floor? According to this, neither of those are the best option. According to an exterminator, you know it's not going to be a good story when it's according to an exterminator. The best place to leave your luggage in a hotel room is the bathroom. It's where bed bugs are least likely to be. Just unpack your essentials, then zip it up and leave it in there. So we're going to sleep in the bed with the bed bugs, but the luggage will be in good shape.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Well, Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN receives home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hobble has Rock and Roll Never Forget Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
WRJN. He went away and you hung around. And bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Gap now, cause he's coming after you. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a-running.
Bank, the Angels, and movie based on that title. I don't think it was a big hit film, but they did make a movie based on the title of the song. It's 8:25, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Ready for some moron news? Some idiot in Northern California got caught with a fake license plate on his car that was obviously drawn by hand. That's not the dumbest part. The dumbest part is they added a fake expiration sticker, too, with a date that had already expired. No wonder they got caught. All right, we're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 34 for Thanksgiving. Cloudy, 29 degrees right now at Radio Park.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel. A ragged tent.
Bet you could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Old ladies, Neil Diamond, Brother Loves Travel and Salvation Show. Day 29, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget the Packers taking on the Dolphins from Green Bay today. We'll be at Lambeau Field pregame 5 o'clock right here on WRJN. All right, I got a good feel-good story for you. A news station in Cincinnati did a big story on a girl named Raven Whitaker Smith. She got sent to the principal's office back in the 6th grade, and that changed her life forever. On that day, she threw a cup of yogurt at lunch, so her principal asked her how she'd behave at a restaurant. Her answer was she didn't know. She'd never been to a restaurant. Up to that point, she spent most of her childhood in foster care, but everything changed on that day because her principal decided to adopt her. They adopted her in 2017. Now she's studying social work at the University of Kentucky. That day, the principal changed her life forever. Isn't that a great feel-good story for Thanksgiving? 8:30, WRJN.
WRJN weather. We have some great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but bundle up. It's going to be cold today. Partly cloudy this morning. Clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Tonight, flurries, 21. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 27. We're going to stay in the mid to upper 20s through the rest of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I wish I knew how to cook. For what? Eating is so fun. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because of the food. And also because, well, it's the only meal that it's all right at the table as soon as you're done. Just to go, oh, that was really good. Oh, oh yeah. Sure, I'll have more pie. Why not? I'm gonna fall asleep with my mouth open. Why don't you just jam it in my head? Because I'm not enough of a bloated toad. My pants aren't tight enough. It's the only holiday my mom doesn't go, Sue, get off the floor. She goes, oh, that looks pretty good. I guess I'm coming down there with you.
myself some way.
Canada, the Guess Who, No Time, 835 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Is there a big deal wrapping presents at your house, Rich?
No, not really. No, it's...
I have to do it in secret.
It's a low-key affair for me.
Okay, I got to do it in secret when I do it because, you know, snooping people all over the place, seeing what they got.
Mm.
So I got to wait till everybody's out of the house and I, you know, check the windows, check my Ring cameras, check everything to make sure no one's around. A mom is on TikTok for viral planning she does for her third annual gift wrapping getaway at a hotel. She books two nights, wraps all the gifts while she's watching TV, orders takeout, drinks beer, and best of all, gets a break from all her kids.
Can't go wrong with that.
That's a nice tradition. I like it.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down. The message may not move me, or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A., and
they got
a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
Michelle
and
could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something, if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it, unless I lay it between the lines.
Jack Flash. Remember starting it?
Whoopi Goldberg.
It was a bomb. Did she, other than The Color Purple, which really wasn't her movie, did she have ever a hit movie?
Sister Act.
Oh, Sister Act. Yeah, she has Sister Act and Ghost. Yeah.
She's done a lot of cameo work in the past, too.
Yeah. So she's a good actress. It's just she picked a lot of bad projects to be in.
Can't be perfect.
No. There's so few of us left.
I know, right?
All right. The piano that Freddie Mercury played when Queen recorded Bohemian Rhapsody was also a piano on one of the biggest songs ever recorded.
American Pie.
Nope. That's not one of the biggest ones. There was no piano in that.
Yeah, there was. At the very beginning.
Yeah, but this actually was a piano. This played a lot of piano in the song.
Okay.
It was the same piano Paul McCartney played on Hey Jude.
Mm.
My wife sat at the piano that Elvis Presley played at the RCA Studio B. They have the original piano. And I took a picture of my wife sitting at the piano that Elvis played in. Right next to the cabinet where he put his foot through it because he was frustrated with something. They still have that hole in the cabinet. But she sat at the Elvis Presley piano.
That's remarkable.
I should have told Dave Mack that because he's a big Elvis fan. Mm. All right, it's 8:42, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Trying to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go? Why do you see it your way? Run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Far too many of you die.
What's going on? 848, local news, Tamla Sitz, WRG. And remember how Marvin Gaye died?
No.
His father shot him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. With an argument, his father pulled a gun and shot him. Sad. He was a young guy, too. Mm. All right. Enough with that happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Don. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. There's a term called we-gifting. You know what that is?
Re-gifting?
We.
We-gifting.
Like W-E,
okay.
We-gifting.
Okay.
74% of us have done it. We-gifting is when you buy a present for somebody that you also plan on using. So, for example, maybe you bought a new TV in the living room and claimed it was for your kids, but really you wanted the TV.
That is such a cop-out. I'm sorry, but
and
it
you
is.
Do it. Everybody does it.
Yeah,
so don't tell me you don't
it.
Do
yeah.
it. You buy a gift for somebody. Like, I bought a... My wife wanted a dustbuster, so I bought it because I don't feel like lugging out the vacuum cleaner every time. So it was kind of a gift for her, but it was really a gift for me. I remember one time my father took us to... I'll tell you when it was. I was 9 years old. Went to May's department store where I lived. Remember May's department store?
No.
Did they have in Jersey?
No.
Yeah, May's department. Well,
I remember a lot of different department stores out in Jersey, like James Way and Caldor, but I don't remember May's.
Bamberger.
Don't remember that one either.
Bamberger was Macy's. That was their New Jersey name.
Okay.
And Bamberger. Anyway, was it Sears? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Sears was out there too, yeah.
So when we went to May's, my dad was going to get her the perfect Christmas gift. And he's looking all around. We're looking all around. He says, an electric broom. Mom would really like that. Now, keep in mind, we were getting presents that we all wanted. My dad got his new drill. I got toys. He got my mother an electric broom. But he thought it was the greatest gift ever. And he wrapped it up. And on Christmas morning, my mother opened up the electric broom and put this big smile on her face. My dad got her a broom for Christmas. And he thought it was the greatest gift ever to get her a broom. And... he was so, and he didn't do it mean. He just thought, hey, your mom's going to love this.
It was a thoughtful gift, but when you say it out loud,
I know.
It's like,
here's a broom. You can either ride it or you can sweep with it, one or the other.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that.
But it was an electric broom. So he thought, it was 1963, so those gadgets were just, you know, people getting excited about it. But I don't know, Dad. I thought he tried. It's 8:51.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her. I saw her again. The mamas and the papas. Well, I was. It's not a mistake, they said. And I don't think it is because the whole chorus is singing it again toward the end of the song. So I just think that's the way they did it. But legend has it, it's a mistake. All right, finally, let's do a Thanksgiving Day themed Would You Rather poll. Would you rather spend Thanksgiving with your mom's side of the family or your dad's side of the family? What do you think, Rich?
My mom's side of the family.
More than 10,000 people said mom. Yeah, they two-thirds said mom. Would you rather work on Thanksgiving or Black Friday?